And he takes strike three on the outside corner, and that, as they say, is that. 19 innings in a row, the Reds have failed to score. Like last night, they were shut out today by a final score of 2-0.
Play ball! That's how it sounded. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. Great to be with you. But it's not great to be a Reds fan today. It sucks. It stinks. And we're going to get into it on Twitter, at James Rapine, at Locked On Reds. You can subscribe on Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast, including LockedOnReds.com is the place to get this. And it's your daily Reds fix. And I'm not going to toot our own horn here, but I'm guaranteed that the podcast is more fun to listen to than it is as far as fun goes watching the Reds hit, because they can't hit right now. And that's where we'll start today. As you heard Marty Brenneman, Reds Radio Network at the top there. Back-to-back games, both times, Thames, Eric Thames, boom, boom. You're going to hear those home runs. In fact, why wait? Let's get to them. Thames, dagger yesterday, dagger today, same result. Reds lose two games to the Brewers, 2-0.
And Eric Thames, who did so much damage to the Reds in 17, with a chance here, and he sends a drive to right. And Milwaukee has taken a 2-0 lead. I tell you, Sal Romano must have a very delicate psyche. He makes a mistake, and chances are he's going to compound that by making a bad pitch, and he just did to Eric Thames.
Votto holding the runner at first, so there is a bit of a hole on the right side, even though the Reds have Peraza and Jeanette that way as well. Fly ball, deep right field, going back, Winker to the track, looking up, goodbye. Eric Thames is a Reds killer. Two-run home run, 2-0 Brewers.
That's the Reds Radio Network, courtesy of the Reds Radio Network. On the call, Jeff Brantley, Marty Brenneman, and yeah, he said it best there, Brantley. Reds killer. Yeah, that's exactly right. As the Reds, well, it sucks, it stinks, but the reality is the Reds have struggled. They struggled all day today. They struggled yesterday at the plate, and well, now they're 3-15. 3-15. A guy named Davies went 6 1/3, only walked 2, didn't give up any runs. None. 0. Zilch. The Reds had one extra base hit, a double by Jesse Winker. Joey Votto, 1 of 3, had a walk, hitting 258 on the year. What the hell is going on? In fact, let's go ahead and do it. As much as we've talked about the pitching here on the Locked On Reds podcast, I'm going to read you some numbers. You ready? This in order. 18 numbers. 0, 7, 5, 1, 2, 3, 7, 0, 5, 1, 3, 4, 3, 1, 2, 10, 0, 0. Because that's how many runs the Reds have scored in each of their 18 games. 0-7-2, blah, 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 blah. Entering today, their run differential was minus 44. Now it's minus 46. They just won the other day by 6 runs, and it's still that bad. Their offense is so bad right now that I remember the losses when they had 7 runs, and I remember them fondly. The Reds have 3 games right now where they've had 1 run, 4 shutouts. Again, count them. They've been shut out 4 times in 18 games. 3 times, 1 run. They've scored 2 runs 2 more times. So 9 in half of their games, they've scored 2 runs or less. They're averaging 3, and that's with a couple 7-run performances and one 10-run performance. The Reds suck at the plate. They enter today as a team hitting 226. I'm sick and tired of talking about anything else. I'm sick and tired. Like, well, why would I focus on what the starting pitching is doing or how the bullpen is doing when right now, if they're not perfect, the Brewers had 3 errors today. 3. They had 3 errors, and the Reds couldn't muster up a hit with a runner on in scoring position. The Reds struggle hitting with 2 outs. The Reds just can't seem to get anything going at the plate. And I wanted to come on here and be positive. And heck, when Jesse Winker hit the double, okay, there's a positive. What's the other positive besides that? Well, not much. There isn't much. Here's the one thing that I'll lean on. Tyler Mahle got in trouble. And I was worried. I think a lot of people were worried. Bases loaded. And, well, Tyler Mahle in the bottom of the fourth inning came back, got out unscathed. Here's the call.
3-2, bases loaded, bottom of the fourth inning. You got to get him or he's going to get you, one way or the other. And here we go. Swing and a miss, and Mahle got him. Struck him out with the bases loaded after being down in the count, 3-0. Nice comeback by the youngster, Tyler Mahle.
That was the moment of the game. That was the point in the game where I was like, all right, they hung tight. They stopped the bleeding. Mahle did his job. Now here we go. Let's go, bats. Let's go. Except the Louisville bats are probably better than the Reds bats at the plate. I mean, it's just insanely bad what we're talking about and what we're doing. And put it in context here. Now we're talking about, and I know Mahle only went five and he struggled at times and gave up some hits today, but overall he gave up 2 runs. Okay? And over the past 4 games, you've had Homer Bailey, you've had Luis Castillo, you've had Sal Romano, you've had Tyler Mahle, all at least keep you afloat. Keep you afloat. They've done their thing, at least to a certain degree. They haven't killed the Reds. They haven't been the reason why the Reds have lost. That's 4 of their starters. Are they quality starts by the term quality starts by definition? No. But for the Reds, honestly, they've gotten 4 quality starts from their starters, their version. Or you could say it, the James Rapine locked on Reds version. 4 quality starts, 1 win to show for it. They suck at the plate. It's dreadful. Can't hit extra base hits. Let's look at averages. Let's just go down the line. You ready? 238, 234, 258, 175, 274, 277. I mean, it's just, it's bad, 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 bad. Irvin, 206, bad. Pennington, who struck out looking to end the game. Billy Hamilton, 172. Pennington, by the way, strikes out, outside corner. Swing the bat. The game is on the line. It wouldn't have mattered anyway. Look, this team just isn't that good. And I feel stupid because I came in here on, let's see, it's Wednesday. I came in here on Monday and I was like, okay, let's see what they can do. They get a win. We do the podcast Tuesday. And I'm looking and I'm like, all right, Reds, they have a shot to kind of not turn things all the way around, but have a shot after winning game one against the Brewers of having a decent road trip. Decent road trip. And now they're reeling. They haven't scored a run in 19 innings. They haven't scored a run in 19 innings. Back-to-back shutouts. Think about that. Think about that. Like, what's more likely? The Reds score 10 runs against St. Louis on Friday, or they get shut out again? It's not even close. The Reds score 10 runs or they get 1 hit. I it's crazy to me. And that's where we're at. And it's 18 games in. And I sound whiny and I know I do. And I'm looking for positive. If there's a positive, what is it? Because I don't see it. Speaking of positives, Hunter Green, if you're listening to this, I'm recording this on Wednesday night. Hunter Green pitches tonight. And he pitches tonight for the Dayton Dragons. So we'll have something on that. Maybe I will get an update from Doug Gray tomorrow on the podcast. I think that's something we should do. I think we should look to the minors. I think I should look to the draft. I think I should look at anything except the Reds at the plate. Because right now it's just bad. They got to win one of those games. Your starters keep you in it. They keep you afloat. Like if you can't go 500 when your starters give you solid outings 4 straight games, then what's going to happen? I think the one thing we all expected was this team to at least hit reasonably well. Reasonably well. Not well, not as good as last year, not great, not the best team in the league. No, but reasonably well. And so far, they haven't done that. That concerns me. That worries me. It does. Because if they don't hit at all, what are we talking about for this baseball season? It's 18 games in. It feels like it's August, except outside because the weather is awful in Cincinnati. Even though it was nicer today, I was inside a lot of the day, but I hear it was nicer today. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. This was condensed. Tomorrow's a Reds off day. We will dive into much, much more. It's weird with baseball. It's weird with baseball on the schedule because I want to make sure I get you quality content. I want to make sure I get you my opinion timely, in a timely manner. I know I promised something this morning. I said, let's wait. Let's do it afterwards. The Reds have an off day. We'll be able to get a couple podcasts in before they take on the Cardinals, a weekend series that I wanted to feel really good about after the Reds took 2 out of 3 from the Brewers. Instead, they're 3-15 with a minus 46 run differential. They've been blanked 4 times this season. They've scored 1 run 3 times, 2 runs twice. Oh. Am I overreacting? James Rapine on Twitter, at James Rapine on Twitter, at Locked On Reds. Also, check out LockedOnReds.com. You can subscribe on iTunes, the iHeart, not iHeartRadio app yet. That's in the works, but Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher. And until next time, until tomorrow, a longer version, a hopefully more positive version, a less angry version of this podcast, I'm James Rapine. Thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Reds podcast.